This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Guts UK is the national gut health charity, and they're running a campaign called Let's Talk Guts from the 13th to the 19th of July, encouraging people to learn more about their digestive system and have open conversations. We're joined by Jade Key from Guts UK to learn more about the charity and why this campaign is so important. Hi Jade, thank you so much for joining us. So why does Guts UK exist?
So Guts UK is the national charity for the digestive system here in the UK, and our work covers three main areas. So we've got information and support. So we provide information and support for people affected by a range of digestive conditions and symptoms. Our information covers more than 40 conditions, symptoms, and areas of health and lifestyle. And we provide that in printed leaflet format, which is often found in hospitals or clinics, digitally on our website, and through a dedicated helpline, which operates a free phone telephone line and an online web form. Then we've got research. So we are currently the only UK charity that funds research into the whole of the digestive system. And our research aims are to increase earlier diagnosis and prevention, to find innovative new treatments, and to improve care and quality. So we fund research projects that explore all areas of the digestive system. But earlier this year, we launched a new strategy, and that really highlights the areas of prioritization for us, which includes neglected and underfunded digestive conditions where we feel as a charity we can make the biggest difference. So that includes pancreatitis, diverticular disease, IBS, and disorders of the gut-brain interaction. And we'll also continue to prioritise research into stomach and esophageal cancer, which are two of the less survivable cancers of the digestive system, into a range of gut and liver conditions in children. And then the third and final area of our work is awareness and public education. And that is around really increasing awareness of digestive conditions and symptoms, improving public education around digestive health. And importantly, what that includes is reducing the stigma that very much surrounds digestive health, encouraging people to be able to recognise their digestive systems, and in particular when they might be persistent, bothersome, and might indicate something more serious. And then how and when they can seek help, and whether that's, you know, from a pharmacist in the community or from their GP. It's about people being able to find the information and support that they need, and really knowing what the next steps are for them. So we're really about helping people feel informed, educated, and empowered to take control of their health.
And this is the first year of your Let's Talk Guts campaign. What is the campaign and how do you want people to get involved?
So Let's Talk Guts is a new campaign that we have launched this year. It takes place from the 13th to the 19th of July. And the aim is to reduce the stigma that surrounds our guts and encourage people across the nation to feel more comfortable and confident having conversations about their gut health. We know that millions of people across the UK are affected by digestive conditions and symptoms, and they are a factor in 1 in 8 deaths in the UK. So it is absolutely essential that people feel able to talk about their digestive health. Digestive health has long been a misunderstood area of health and a neglected area of health. And because of that, many people aren't comfortable talking about it, be that the symptoms that they're experiencing or the conditions that they're living with. And some of this is feelings of worry and embarrassment, and those are common when it comes to digestive health. Many people will have experienced those, but as we always say at Guts UK, we all have guts. So we want to reduce those feelings and help people to speak more openly and honestly about their gut health. We want them to learn more about their digestive system as part of this campaign and how it works, and help them to better understand what common digestive symptoms look like, what it might mean when those symptoms change or become bothersome and persistent. And even if it isn't impacting them right now, we hope that this means that they will be better equipped to talk about what is happening to them in the future, and importantly, to be able to seek the help if they need it. So being able to talk about our guts is something that we should be able to do with everyone around us. So the campaign is really about encouraging people to speak to those around them, whatever that looks like to them, be that with friends and family, be that with colleagues in the workplace, be that with members of their community. We want everyone to feel kind of comfortable, confident, and empowered.
And what kind of impact can having a better understanding and being able to have more open conversations about digestive health make to people's lives?
So the impact can happen in a few different ways. So that might be better understanding around what we mean when we talk about our digestive health, so improving that knowledge. It might be feeling able to have conversations with us around us. So whether that is someone living with a digestive condition who wants to be able to feel more comfortable explaining to their family and friends what they're experiencing and asking for the kind of support that they might need. Likewise, with family and friends looking to support a loved one, it might be better understanding what helpful things are to say and not making assumptions and making it very conversation led and asking what the individual person wants, because although digestive conditions affect millions of people, the reality of what that looks like day to day is very individual. It could be someone talking to their employer about their health and the impact that is having on their ability to work or their life outside of work, and being able to have a conversation that might lead to them being able to get additional support. Or it might in fact be someone being able to go to their doctor, feeling able to explain what they're experiencing and how it is affecting their daily life. With digestive conditions, they affect our life in many ways. So that might be relationships, it might be our ability to work or study, it is our physical health, it is our mental health and well-being, it is symptoms like fatigue. So there is so much to digestive conditions. So it's about bringing awareness to that, so there's a greater understanding all round of what that means for someone. And when it comes to kind of symptoms awareness, it's helping people feel able to seek help and get the help that they do need. The more that we delay speaking to a doctor, the later people are diagnosed, and then the later they receive the right treatment and care. So we don't want kind of feelings around having those conversations or speaking up to be a barrier to people getting the care and support that they need. So if people are experiencing persistent symptoms or a change in symptoms, it's really important that they feel that they can go to a doctor and not think this might go away on its own, or this is nothing to worry about. It's helping people understand when something is a common digestive system that they experience from time to time, or when in fact it might be the sign of something more serious.
And what are some of the ways people can engage with the Let's Talk Guts campaign?
So the Let's Talk Guts campaign, we hope, has something for everyone. As I said earlier, it's the first time that we are launching this campaign. So we have tried to bring in something for everyone, depending on what it is that they're interested in learning about or being able to talk about. So on our website, which is gutscharity.org.uk, we have a Let's Talk Guts hub. And on there is a range of resources for people to download. There's a mix on there. So it's everything from kind of understanding your digestive system, looking at the gut-brain connection, learning how your digestive system works, to some symptoms and health and lifestyle resources. So things like increasing your fibre intake, which in the UK, most of us don't get nearly enough fibre. So we've got resources like that to kind of help people make small, manageable changes to their everyday life. We've also got some resources there to help people support a loved one who might be experiencing digestive system symptoms or conditions. So how to start those conversations, practical ways to help them. And then we have some tools there as well for people living with conditions to be able to communicate to those around them how their condition impacts them and what they might need. And then we are also asking people to have a gut together, which is a conversation about gut health. And that can be anything that people want it to be. So that might be a 10-minute conversation between two people over a cup of tea, just really informal, kind of casual. It might be a more structured group conversation in a workplace or with a group in the community where they take our Gut Together guide. We've got myth busters on there. We've got icebreakers, which are kind of more fun, lighthearted questions. And then we've got some conversation prompts around specific topics, really just to get people started with that conversation. We understand that it's a really big ask to go from not talking about your guts at all to potentially being in the position where you go and seek help if you need it. So the earlier we start and have conversations where we talk more openly and we feel more comfortable, the better that will be. So we've got a Gut Together pack there. We'll also be asking members of our community who live with digestive conditions to join the conversation online. So across the week, we'll be asking people who feel comfortable to do so to share their personal experiences and stories and really highlight why it's so important that people speak about their gut health and speak up if they need to. And then we also will be encouraging people to try our Pootorial tool, which is a tool on our website, and it helps you check the color, consistency, and frequency of your poo. It's really important that we check our poo regularly so that we can spot if anything changes. So it's a really great tool. It's really fun to use, and we'd encourage everyone to head to our website to try that out. We are hosting Coffee Morning Conversations, which is our take on a coffee morning fundraiser. So still your cup of tea, your slice of cake, but having those conversations. So making sure that the conversation is very much focused around guts. Our website is gutscharity.org.uk. You can also find us by searching Guts UK Charity. And yeah, there is a button in the bottom corner of our website on a desktop and on mobile, and there are some accessibility options there.
Well, thank you so much, Jade Key from Guts UK, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio to discuss the Let's Talk Guts campaign.